We've postponed the Tulsa Christmas Parade. Tell me why.
You know, we've been looking at the weather forecasts, and as you can imagine, Tulsa Christmas Parade has seen every imaginable weather event that Oklahoma can throw at us. But with the forecast and with the you know, what's required for the city to take care of Tulsa, keep Tulsa safe, keep its residents safe, we decided to go ahead and postpone Tulsa Christmas Parade until December 15th at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Just by 1 week postponing it, that way folks can, you know, be with family and friends, and Tulsans can, you know, the city can take care of keeping everyone safe, and we just think it was the right call to make. And, you know, hopefully this weekend it's still safe from a weather standpoint. Either way, though, Tulsa Christmas Parade officially moved to December the 15th at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and it's going to be an amazing parade. As we were looking at the information and all the factors and variables that go into making the decision, a lot of the pieces of the puzzle all kind of were falling into place. So that was just, you know, another confirmation we needed to see that rescheduling the parade was the right call.
Okay. Yeah, I know Russell did the story just a couple of days ago about some of the changes and what's going to be new this year. So are you able to continue all of that into the next date?
Absolutely. Yeah, some of the things that are going to be new, we're going to have announcing stands all along the parade route. As a matter of fact, you can go to our Facebook page to read up more about that. But the same script that's being read at the start of the parade at the TV broadcast area will be read and shared all throughout the parade route at these various announcing stands. We also have giant helium balloons, six-story tall helium balloons, Cookie Monster by Tedford Insurance, Rudolph by Resource One, American Waste Control's Mr. Murph, and then, of course, these amazing custom-built floats. You're going to have a Polar Express there from American Waste, Burgraffville, mimicking Whoville is going to be there. And then one of my favorites is you're going to see Christmas Vacation come to life from Barracuda Staffing Company. So really, really going to be an epic Christmas parade. And the fact that it's all going to work out 1 week later at 1 p.m. on December 15th, I just want all of Tulsa to come out while we bring Tulsa to Chris. While we bring Christmas to Tulsa for the Tulsa Christmas Parade. It's going to be great.
Does that mean Kevin Burr is going to be driving the family truckster?
Yeah, there's going to be, you'll definitely see some Kevin Burr there. I don't know if he's going to be driving or walking or what he's going to be doing, but he'll be there.
All right, cool. One last thing. I just want to throw this at you because it's my first thought. The idea of snow during the Christmas parade sounds like a pretty one, but logistically, it's probably not a good idea.
You know, the owner of American Waste Control, Kenny, my boss and the presenting sponsor of Tulsa Christmas Parade, he wished for a white Christmas parade. He really wanted to have one. And whenever the weather forecast was coming together to where it looked like he was going to get his wish, he was thrilled. He was excited. So many of our employees and supporters of Tulsa Christmas Parade were. But the more we looked at the data and talked to the experts and listened to the city, the more it was like more of a possibility to just let's go ahead and postpone it. Just to err on safety and err on caution. We're never going to go wrong with making a call based on safety. And, you know, it's the right call to make based on all the information we have.
Gotcha. All right, Paul, I've got definitely what I need here. Appreciate you calling me so quickly.
Okay, yeah, you bet. Have a great day. Hope you can watch it or cover it.
Okay, we will. Absolutely.
Okay,
thank you. Bye.